Picture this. It's 1878. You were born in Scotland and your name is Peter Dodds McCormick. But now you're in Australia on a really warm December night and you're in a concert hall listening to the band play national anthems from around the world. You start to feel aggravated that not one note has been played for Australia. So, on the bus on your way home, you start writing the lyrics and music for an anthem for Australia. You call it Advance Australia Fair. McCormick's song was quite imperialistic, somewhat misogynist in its erasure of women, and it also ignored First Nations people's existence altogether. So the national anthem has gone through a lot of revisions and polls to get to where it is today. In 1901, at Federation, Advance Australia Fair was actually sung, but it wasn't the national anthem yet. We kept using God Save the Queen as our anthem for a really long time. It wasn't until 1973 that the Whitlam government thought the country needed an anthem to represent us with distinction. So they set up a contest. There were two categories, music and lyrics, and if you won, you got $5,000. But even though there were 2,600 entries, the judges decided none of them were as good as Australia's traditional songs, which were Waltzing Matilda, Song of Australia, and Advance Australia Fair. So, in 1974, the Bureau of Statistics ran a poll on which one should be the national anthem, which found that Advance Australia Fair was the favourite with 51% of the votes. Easy, it became our national anthem. The thing is, 2 years later, the Fraser government reinstated God Save the Queen. I'm not entirely sure why they did that, but I'd imagine it would have been slightly confusing for people at the time. But the government also agreed that at the 1976 Montreal Olympics, they would play Waltzing Matilda if an Australian won gold, not God Save the Queen. No Aussies ended up winning gold. But historians think if we had won a few medals and heard the song a few times, Waltzing Matilda might have been voted in as the new anthem. Waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he. In 1977, to make it even more confusing, Fraser held another poll to ask Australians which song they wanted to be their national anthem. They polled the same three songs as last time, and again, Advance Australia Fair won out. I'm not entirely sure why it wasn't immediately instated as our new anthem, but by 1984, the Governor-General finally proclaimed a revised version of Advance Australia Fair to be our national anthem. And it has been ever since. Of course, the anthem isn't perfect. It has had some serious backlash in the last 140 years. By 1901, they were only using one of McCormick's original verses, and they had cut the other three. These days, some people find it boring, and some people think the use of the word girt, as in girt by sea, is archaic. But the real qualms are with the erasure of the existence of First Nations people that lived in Australia prior to European settlement. The change to the lyrics instated last week on the 1st of January from young and free to one and free was meant to rectify that, and to get rid of the assumption that Australia was uninhabited prior to 1788. But you might have heard Linda Burney, a Labour member and Wiradjuri woman, say that more needs to be done to acknowledge Indigenous people, particularly within the Constitution. And an article by Joe Williams, a Wiradjuri man, also says that the change to the anthem is tokenistic and does less for inclusion than some people think it does. Heaps of people have written their own lyrics to Advance Australia Fair. Like in 2015, Judith Durham of the Seekers submitted her new lyrics for the anthem to the Governor General, which she wrote with Muri Muri man Kucha Edwards, and it's much more inclusive in my understanding.
Australia celebrate as one with peace and harmony.
It's weird to conceptualise the national anthem as something that is fluid and always changing. But it really is. And there has been quite a lot of versions of it. We've been revising the song since 1901. And it's only been our official anthem since 1984. We could change it again if we wanted to. This new change to the anthem is certainly a great step forward for our country and our culture as Australians. Hopefully, it is one of many steps in the future.